I'm just going to handle one question again. It's short. Ought everyone to believe there is a God? Hopefully, we would all say, yes, absolutely. Well, what can we do? And is there great sin and folly for those who do not? And the answer is obviously yes. If you know the Word of God, it's yes. Let's go, first of all, let's look at Hebrews chapter 11, sorry. I was in the right place in the first place. And I'm going to read the first verse. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There is a little bit of difference between belief and faith. Faith includes trusting it enough to walk in it. But everybody in the whole world ought to believe. We see that in Romans chapter 1. If I can get over there. All right. In verse 20, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Okay, so everybody, God says that everybody in the world is without excuse not to believe that there is a God. Okay, now I'm going to go back and cover Hebrews 11:6, which is the proof text for this. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. That's the first step. You must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Okay? You have to believe that in order to come to him. And then once you come to him, come and trust and walk in it and live it. Okay. I believe there's one more, and that is those who don't believe there's a God have their national holiday, April 1st. Okay, we've all heard that one probably. Let's go to Psalm 14:1 for that one. God makes it clear. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. It is foolish not to believe in God. God says that they're without excuse, and it's foolish to not believe in God. That's it for today.